Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there, such as Axial Excel, that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
A bad day today for the grain trade. We were down 5.5 cents in December corn at 372. January beans, of course, now the front month that November went off the board. January down 12.25 at 1024. They had a 21 cent range from the high to the low. And then wheat futures just down marginally, down about 3 cents in both Kansas City and Chicago wheat. July of 2015 was just above that $6 level at 601, down 2.25. Cotton futures did rebound today for making long-term lows. It looks like December is going to close somewhere around 60 cents, up about $1.20. Really impressive for cotton after what we've seen over the last few weeks. Of course, the harvest here in the Southern Plains is moving along nicely for cotton and pretty good yields. We've been monitoring the logistical issues in the Northern Plains and in the Northern Midwest as the competition between the oil field and the agriculture sector compete for rail cars and rail space. It's been quite a bit of an issue here, and also even on the river system. So it'll be interesting to see going forward if we're efficiently able to move the grain to market.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
The markets didn't have any hangover or a carry-through buying for beans, considering yesterday's really bullish reports. The NOPA crush report, 7 to 7.5 million bushels over the estimate yesterday, and then also exports being about 50% higher than estimated. Didn't seem to play a factor at all today. We also had some exports announced this morning, over 100,000 metric tons of beans for 1450 to an unknown destination. None of that really seemed to matter. The market completely shrugged those things off. And yesterday's crop progress report showed that we were 89% harvested in corn. Normally we're 88%. Soybeans 94% harvested. Normally 96%. So both of those are pretty much complete. Cotton harvested 69%, where normally we're at 74. So a little bit behind on cotton. I think that snowfall here in the south maybe slowed us up just a little bit. And even peanuts, 94% harvested, normally 92%. And then winter wheat planted, 95%. So pretty much all field work is wrapping up here as we get most things done before winter.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping today's markets, December live cattle down 17 at 170.82, February down 2 at 172.07. January feeder cattle down 20 at 237.27, March down 5 at 235.60. December lean hogs down 145 at 91.55, February down 150 at 91.12. In the grains, December Kansas City wheat down 3 at 593 and a half. March down 3 and a half at 596 and a half. December Chicago wheat down 2 and 3 quarters at 549. December corn down 5 and a half at 372. March down 5 and a half at 385. January soybeans 13 lower at 1023 and a quarter. March down 13 at 1031. December cotton up 116 at 59.97. March up 76 at 59.86. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.